Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
People, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Cesar Radia. Tonight we will be talking about Season 4, Episode 13, Sins of the Father. And boy, oh boy, did it correlate throughout the story, even at the very end when that slime ball, Marlin, because remember he's not Raj anymore, Merlin, I called him Marlin, Merlin gave up Oliver's son, William. So it's going to be very exciting to see how that unfolds. And here we go again. Who is in the grave? They didn't show us this time around, but I want to ask the people who call in, who is in the grave as of right now? We're live right now, so call in at 914-338-1036. Again, the number is 914-338-1036. Let's go to our first caller from the area code 239. Who is this?
Matt the Arrow, Ra's al Ghul. What's up? Oh my God, what a fucking crazy, epic Ra's al Ghul League Civil War Merlin episode.
The way it just all unfolds.
Oh my God. Yes, somehow he gets his arm cut off. Total with the League of Assassins, no more League of Assassins, total Merlin episode.
Yeah, it's been disbanded. So definitely good news
so
for the good guys.
John Barrow wins it.
Let's see, Matt. We have another caller with us from air code 609. Who is this?
This is Future Frank.
Future Frank. How's it going, sir?
Yeah. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Did you watch the episode Sins of the Father?
No fucking way.
I love it, and I love how you can still call in. That's great.
Yeah. Support.
Now, I don't know if you heard our conversation, Future Frank. The League of Shadows has been disbanded. How do you feel about that?
I think I don't know. I mean, they borrowed too much from the Batman universe, so I'm happy being disbanded.
It was time to let it go, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then where's Talia in all this?
I don't know. She's on vacation.
Yeah. All right. Matt, tell us, as of right now, who do you think is in the grave that they are hopefully soon revealing soon of who is in the grave on Arrow? Matt?
Yeah, I'm
maybe
here.
Not. Okay.
No, I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
What'd you say?
I said, who is your guess on who's buried in the grave?
I think it's his son, because Malcolm went to Damien Dark, and he said, I know who Oliver cares for most. It's his son, William. And now when they were talking, is his son dying? I mean, what would you do to save your son for the city?
Right. And man, that slime ball, Merlin,
he's gone
he
crazy
just gave
now.
Up Oliver's son just like that.
Yeah, he just now Damien Dark can blur out his son to the world, saying, hey, Oliver Queen has a son now, and Felicity can easily find out. I mean, that's going to be crazy on the eve of their wedding if they end up getting married next week.
Right, because she doesn't know yet, or does she?
No, No, she doesn't know.
No, I think she did. Wasn't there, Francesco, do you remember that ever being revealed? I think there was a scene where
no,
she was like, you weren't going to tell me
time.
Or something like that.
No, she did find out
so
back in the
like episode two.
No, because Barry turned back time. She did find out, but Barry turned back time and Oliver did not tell Felicity.
No, you are correct, sir. You are so correct.
Yeah,
that definitely did happen.
And
good
we
point
saw
there.
That.
Okay, so you say it's
flash.
The sun. Okay, well
yeah,
let's ask Francesco. Francesco, who do you think is buried? Everybody's speculating with their own theories.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, probably nobody that I care about in the universe, so I don't know.
But if you had to pick one.
One? I have no clue. No clue.
Who would you pick? Come on.
I think it's Laurel.
Ooh, that would be a shocker.
That would be a shocker.
Doesn't she walk away from the scene?
Yeah, she has quite a bit. I don't really care about Laurel anymore. I don't even know why she's on the team. I mean, yeah, she's Black Canary, but are we kind of getting tired of Laurel?
Actually, I kind of like her now because I didn't like the Laurel that was always whiny, and you could tell the writers didn't know what to do with her character. I didn't like that Laurel. I like her now than before.
Okay. Yeah, I actually kind of do, but yeah, I do like
especially
the way how
she
is.
Especially now that she uses Cisco's, you know, canary screen. The
true.
Device.
I do like the way how she's doing that.
Finally,
but
I'm like,
still,
come on,
great episode.
Guys. Yeah.
And then I liked the part a lot where they were about to exchange for the ring, and then. All of a sudden, I knew you couldn't be trusted. And then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of crazy action goes on. And then
there was a lot of
this
that.
Goes, retreat. And they're all going about the fight. And then
yeah,
Merlin
this episode
goes,
was definitely action-packed. It definitely keeps the elevation of the action that Arrow always delivers every week. Francesco, give us a reminder to all the listeners out there on why you do not like this version of Arrow. And let me ask you this as a follow-up question after you answer that one. Did you like Smallville's Arrow better than this one, and why? So there's two questions there.
I like this Arrow, not the Arrow. I don't like Stephen Amell, but I like this character and the way they're portraying the actual character, but not who's playing him.
Right.
I don't believe anything Stephen Amell is saying. I don't think he's a good actor at all.
Wow.
I don't believe anything that he's saying. I just don't like where they're going with this. I mean, you know, a lot of people are giving him shit for starting that whole mayor campaign, and then what happened to it? It just disappeared.
Yeah, you could tell even the characters are like, can we just get over this part?
You know what?
There's no room for it.
You know what's sad? The point is that Flash is like always, don't get me wrong, Flash can go down a notch or two, but the next week it's always back up for about a good string of episodes. And it's just so mind-boggling that, you know, they have the Flash, they have DC Legends, and they have Supergirl going all, you know, all cylinders, but always has hiccups. Like, I don't know why they're just not following the same, you know, kind of like map that the other three are following.
And what do you think is
like,
that secret ingredient that's missing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sick
well,
of the
Well, you
archery.
Don't know, how are they supposed to fix it?
Well, they're professionals. They're writers, so I mean, they're all there's like
no, they're not. They just got lucky, or they know somebody in the business.
Well, what I'm saying to you is like, you know, what season are they on? Season three? Season four?
This is four, buddy.
Season four.
All right, I give them two more seasons, and you can let Ollie ride off in the sunset, and then that's it.
With who?
But you know, it's hard to do that because the worlds are so connected. How can you know, Oliver not exist. So, I mean, I hate the show. I feel sorry for Diggle because he's such a good actor on that show. I believe him and his character. Black Canary, I don't even know why they even messed up in the beginning with Black Canary with the original actress. That was a whole goof up. I don't believe her. I don't believe the Black Canary now, anything that she says.
Wow.
The whole show looks like it's made from like a school play. Like the sets look all riggedy. I'm telling you, sets look, it's just a piece of shit.
So tell us how you really feel.
That's just me. But
don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, but that's just me.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. And you know, it's great to hear other voices because you know sometimes I'm sure it might get a little boring if we're just you know giving it a Sunday thumbs up every day every week. Okay. So thank you for sharing your thoughts on that
for like about 2-3 minutes.
All right. Cool. Hey. See you, and you don't even have to watch the show. And look how much airtime you had.
For sure.
All right, so this episode aired on this lovely February 7th, 2016. Very awesome stuff. And so let's see. So I'm gonna read the synopsis for the Green Arrow, or should I say Arrow? Oliver refused his niece's offer. Instead, he attempted to convince Malcolm to relinquish control of the League to Nisa's in exchange for the cure. Malcolm claims Nisa is lying and refusing to go along, while Nisa agrees but proclaims that if Malcolm backs out, then everyone will be considered an enemy. So she kind of gave that ultimatum to Oliver right away. Either you help me kill Merlin or you know, what's his name, Malcolm, or, you know, your sister dies. And poor Oliver, he's always in that situation. Are we getting kind of tired of that, where he always has to be there for, you know, family first? And, of course, there's so much liability now that so many people know about Oliver. I think that's the curse of exposing these characters to so many people, because all those people that know his secret are now a liability. You know, of course, they're going to be captured, kidnapped, threatened, injured, et cetera, et cetera. When does it stop? How many more people need to know that Oliver Queen is the Arrow? And I know in the comics, yes, but remember, the TV shows don't even get close to the comics, so let's not hold that as the Holy Grail. These TV writers are doing their own stories. So, yes, they can reference the comic books, but we shouldn't hold these TV shows with the same stability as the comics. So let's go to you, Matt. How do you feel, you know, about what's going on with Oliver?
Well, I think it's
having all these
bad
people exposed that, you know, they know him, and then all of a sudden now they're captured, injured, you know, threatened.
Well, I think that's kind of bad for Oliver because, like, so, okay, my sister's dying, and then Nissa comes up with this plan to become the next Roz, and then all of a sudden, okay, my husband, I need you to go and kill Malcolm Merlin. Okay. And all too many people know Oliver's secret. Malcolm knows. Soon Damian Dark is going to know. But Dark just knows about Oliver Queen. And Oliver already outed Dark to the world. And Dark has to stay in hiding. I mean, gosh, way too many bad guys know Oliver is the Arrow. And Roz knew that Oliver was the Arrow, and Lance even knows.
Yeah,
so,
everybody knows, and I think that's a really bad decision. Let's go to you, Francesco. How do you feel that pretty much everybody knows who Oliver is by now in this big circle of friends? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? Is they're all liable to get kidnapped, injured, and et cetera, you know, held for ransom, as what Nisa did with Thea?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know how I feel. I mean, as a whole, with all these superhero shows, I do feel like a lot of people that are around the character are getting get-out-of-free-jail cards, like knowing who they are. I kind of miss just a superhero knowing and maybe one other person. Like, I know it's hard to do that on a TV show because then there's that angst of, like, okay, can you hurry up and tell them already this and this and that?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, I just feel like they got no storyline going over there for the Arrow. I mean, there's always someone getting kidnapped, someone getting taken. I mean, it's just, I mean, like, I don't know. You know what I really liked? This is what I liked. In Arrow Season 1, like, there was a story there. Like, he was coming back. He was hiding his secret from people. Like, you know, he was trying to make the – it was like a conflict within. And then the second season, you had what's the guy's name? Who was the baddie in Season 2?
Wilson. What's
Slade
her name?
Wilson?
Slade.
Okay, so – you had him, and I was hooked, man. I was hooked on that because it was so much – he was so sneaky and clever.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he killed the mother and – I mean, like, things like that I liked watching. It was so good. It was so, so good. And it's just like now it's just like he's running for mayor. I mean, the show is – I mean, the show has is holding on for dear life because there's no – they never established a world for them. Never, never, never. So when you don't establish a world, it's hard to catch up with rich characters like The Flash, Supergirl. I mean, Supergirl might not have as many characters as The Flash or many, like, you know, major villains. But, I mean, you can pull from Superman's universe. But it's just, Superman and Supergirl, I mean, they're in the same family. Arrow, I mean, you can't just start pulling out from Batman. You know what I mean? You can't be just doing League of Shadows. They had nothing to do. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. For me, the reason why I love Flash is because it can be anyone, anyone. They keep you guessing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what time, who's coming back, who could it be, what Earth. It's just constantly interesting. This, I mean, if he's either getting people kidnapped, and then how does he get them back? And then I'm going to put up the cowl. I'm going to reveal myself. I mean, I'm going to put up the Arrow. Inner conflict, my sister. I mean, it's too much shit going on. You know what I mean? Too many people
with
too many storylines.
All right, cool. Thank you, Future Frank. We have a new caller from area code 703. Who is this?
Hey, it's Jada. Just listening.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back.
Pretty good, thank you.
Did you watch the episode, Sins of the Father?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Now tell us why. Why do you think it was okay for you?
I liked the ending, so that was a good part, but everything leading up to the ending was kind of slow, and they were back and forth, and there was just a lot going on.
And seriously, guys, were we that surprised that Malcolm backed away from his deal? Matt, were you surprised?
Yeah, I was very surprised that he backed up his deal because we all knew that he was not going to be trusted and that all of a sudden there was going to be war and he wasn't going to give Nessa the ring and all of a sudden there was going to be crazy action and then the League was going to go out and kill people.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't that surprised that, you know.
No. Merlin always has a trick up his
sleeve.
Merlin is always one crazy.
All right, we have a new caller from error code 432. Who is this?
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton. Still
Joe, how are you hanging in there? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Give us an update. Give us an update.
Just taking medication, hanging in there. That's it, pretty much.
There you go. Well, we're thinking about you. And did you watch this week's episode?
I did, and I have to say, I don't know if I heard Francesco ranting about it as always, and I heard Jitterbug's opinion, but I actually like it. I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, I did too. Except this time, it didn't have that much of a Batman feel to it. Remember last weekend when Arsenal comes swinging down and then there's an explosion? I'm like, ah, that was such a Batman moment. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I know you're still under the weather. But hopefully you're better now.
Getting there.
All right, cool. So let me finish the synopsis here. So Oliver convinces Nyssa to provide a sample to prove to Merlin she is not lying. After witnessing Thea gets better, Malcolm agrees to the deal. After the exchange, Malcolm double-crosses Nyssa, and she is forced to retreat. Oliver convinces Malcolm to challenge Nyssa to a duel, with the winner remaining the leader of the league. Before they fight, Oliver uses ancient rules to trade places with Nyssa as her husband. Oliver beats Malcolm, but instead of killing him, he cuts off his hand wearing the demon's ring, the demon's head ring, and knocks Malcolm unconscious. Oliver exchanges the ring for the cure. Realizing her mistake, Nyssa disbands the league and destroys the ring. Angered by Oliver's betrayal, Malcolm informs Dark about Oliver's son. In flashbacks, Ryder takes a stone from Oliver that has the symbol he seeks. All right, so let's start off with the arm, cutting off the hand of Malcolm Merlin. Now, right away, when I thought, oh, snap, he just sliced his hand off, I'm like, Malcolm's going to have this badass armor next season. they're going to replace his hand with a arrow gun or something. It's going to be badass.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, oh, no. But Malcolm still lives. And I can't believe Oliver just let him go. Just like that. Just like, okay.
I know.
We're just going to let you go.
Kill the guy?
So you could go kill me someday. Or, of course, now threaten his own son. Now, a lot of people on the net are saying this might be a way for this kid to die. And he could be the one in the grave, or a way to have him removed and have a future Connor with Felicity, and that will be his only son. What do you guys think about that? Do you think there's still a chance Connor might make its way? let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Are you talking about Oliver Queen's son, Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I still think I think it's going to end up being Felicity somehow. I backtracked on that and I said no. And I thought it was Thea, but I don't think it's Thea anymore. I think it's going to be Felicity in the end. Because
what do you mean
I read a thing
Felicity?
In the grave.
What?
Yeah,
she's
I think Felicity can end up dying.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Wait, are you serious? Because she's in that scene. She's in the limo.
What are you talking about?
Like, after Oliver walks away from the graveyard, and back me up, guys, if I'm wrong.
That's
limo
true.
And Felicity
is
in there and says, we're going to get that son of a bitch.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Okay, I'm like, what? I'm like, unless there's some time travel going on.
Yeah, my mistake.
Oh, no worries. All right, so let me ask you, Jitters. I asked this before to the group. Who do you think is in the grave? Joe said it might be Felicity, but now that might change.
No,
who do you
think it's not Felicity.
Okay. Well, who's your guess if it's not Felicity?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You got to take a guess. Come on. It's not that hard.
But I don't know. Diggle?
All right, there you go. Good call. A lot of people have been saying Diggle, but I don't know. Now I think it's the kid. Now that they're going after the kid, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's go to you, Jitters. Who do you think is in the grave?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's William. And I do think that there is a chance in the future for Connor to come along, yes.
Yeah. I think so, too. All right, cool. So let's see. So having Malcolm loose And, of course, scheming up some, you know, comebacks for Oliver, teaming up with Dark. How do you think that's going to end with Malcolm? Do you think he's always going to be around, or do you think we're going to see an end game for Malcolm? Let's start with you, Matt. What do you think is the fate of Malcolm?
Well, I think there's always going to be a crazy, epic end game, like what happened with last season and how he ended up becoming the next Roz. He's going to end up becoming the new head of Hive. How crazy is that going to be?
Oh, there you go.
The first time,
you know, at least it'll keep him busy, right?
Yeah, first the head to control the league and control a Hive would be crazy, but now it's no more League of Assassins.
Exactly.
He can have
Speed Force Frank, or Future Frank, what do you think is the end game for Malcolm, or do you think he's just going to be around all the time?
Malcolm, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the end game is, but I'll tell you what I would do to help the show out. You ready?
All right. So you have the master plan now. And you're giving this out for free. Let's make sure people who are listening, this is free advice if you're a top executive.
All right. This is what I would do. All right. I'm sick of seeing them in Starling City or wherever they're at. What if there was some kind of, what if they
Isn't it Star City now?
I guess.
Yeah.
They changed it to Star City.
Yeah, changed it in honor of
What if you took them out of their environment and stuck them back on that island? But on that island, you have to maybe some. There's like kind of like a MacGuffin. They have to find something that can potentially, you know, destroy the world. And then you got Malcolm. You have everybody else, and the bad guys there. You have Slade Wilson. He broke free. He's on the island now. Now you have everybody's away from their tech. It's just kind of like a. Like, what's that show on CBS, that Survivors? Survivor, right?
Yeah, Survivor.
I would love to see that. That would get me interested because they have no tech. They're relying on nature.
So it would be almost like a Hunger Games type of deal.
Yes, I think that's what it needs. It needs a one season.
Green Arrow. That's not Green Arrow.
What do you mean it's not Green Arrow? That's where he became Green Arrow.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
That's why he left. The island to become Green Arrow.
Yeah, well, whatever. They got to do something because this show sucks.
All right, cool. Thank you, Future Frank.
You're
whatever. Let's go to Joe from Krypton.
What was the question?
The question is, what do you think is Malcolm's end game, or do you think he will always be lingering like a roach on Arrow?
I don't know, man. I think Oliver's just going to have to kill him. Cause he's a little
At some
boy.
Point. But
he's
he can't because
he's
Thea's father. He cannot kill his sister's father. That's why he cut his hand.
That's what I was about to say. He's going to have to get over that hole. I have hope for him. It's Thea's father. There's no hope for that guy.
No, he's the devil.
He is. He should have just killed him in the first place.
He was willing to let her die.
When Diggle and Felicity were telling him, I think it's the right thing to do to just kill him. I understand where he was coming from, but I think he should have took their advice and just done it. Just killed him.
Crazy. All right, Jitters, it's up to you. We want to hear what your thoughts are.
Now his son's at risk of dying.
Now his son, yeah. See what I mean? It just never ends.
Yeah.
It's like a disease. All right, Jitters, your thoughts on Malcolm's end game, or do you think he will always be around Oliver?
I think he's a nasty roach, and he'll always be around. And
yep,
the fact that he took up the pixie dust from Vandal Savage, they're going to put that back in there because he's a magician, and he'll probably try to outsmart them, and he's going to use that dust for something.
Right. You're so right.
It might take
us
a while to find out.
They have to have that follow-up with Vandal's ashes, literally.
Yeah.
All
right,
cool.
I want to thank
Matt from Florida for calling in, also Future Frank, and Jitters and Joe from Krypton. It was a great conversation on episode 13 of season 4 of Arrow, Sins of the Father. Let's go around and do shout-outs. Let's go to you, Future Frank. Give us a shout-out, sir.
Shout-out to The Flash. I want to give a shout-out to the Supergirl. I want to give a shout-out to DC Legends. I want to give a shout-out to Martian Manhunter. And I can give crap about the Arrow show. I just don't
what
like
about
it.
Gotham?
It's horrible.
What about Gotham?
Yeah, no love for Gotham?
I love Gotham. I love Gotham.
All right.
Even though I think bringing Mr. Freeze is way too early. Way too early.
No, come on. They need a jump. They need a jump. Let's go to you, Jitters. Give us a shout out.
Great podcast and have a great night.
All right, thank you. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
I just want to apologize about my crazy prediction. I'm all freaking hopped up on cough medicine, so you guys got to forgive me.
We would say the same thing if we were hopped up on those.
I'm on a lot of medication, so just forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
No worries. That was a good laugh. All right, have a good night. Coming up next, if you're still awake, we're doing DC Legends Talk, which is covering DC Legends of Tomorrow, which aired last night. All right, talk to you then.
Good night.
Bye.